The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Good morning, everyone listening in to Soulful Valley today. This is episode 50, and I'm closing with the final episode of series 2. It's my first solo episode since this series started, and that was for a reason, really. I wanted to give a platform to some of the other authors in the book Intuitive Knowing Her Truth, because there are such vulnerable, authentic people in the book with stories that I felt were important to share. And each of them had suffered some level of trauma on a variety of scales. And I thought that there's someone out there listening who can relate to each one of these people. So I've really enjoyed this series, and I didn't quite manage to catch every author in the book, but I feel that the ones that were in this series were meant to be. I've loved the interactions. Myself, I've connected so deeply with some of these people that I've worked with them myself. So I've been working with Sally Ann, the functional nutritional therapist, who has given me some valuable information that will help me with my healing journey. And I had a human design report with Barbara, who does human design so differently to everyone else in the world. And I'm intuitive, so I never sit with what everybody else in the world is doing. I go with what my soul knows. So I completely related to what she came back with for me. And for anyone who knows about human design, I thought from the human design that I'd looked at before that I was a generator, but I'm actually a projector, which really resonates with me and why I've been through what I've been through over the last few years, working as though I'm a generator when I'm actually not. So that was a great lesson for me to learn, and it was really a really insightful journey for me. I love to learn. I love to go deeper and learn more about myself, because at the end of the day, I think that most of the subjects coming up on this podcast are things that I've needed for myself. And I know that these episodes will be valuable to somebody else who needs to hear something in them. So I hope you've enjoyed the series. If you've read the book, let me know. Please do go and leave us a review on Amazon. That really makes a difference to the algorithms. More people will be shown the book, the more reviews that we have. We've kept it really affordable because we're not taking any royalties from this book. Any royalties are going to a mental health charity. The charity is called Batyr, which is B-A-T-Y-R, and they empower young Australians to feel safe asking for help through tough times through storytelling, where young people share stories of mental ill health, resilience and recovery with their peers, which for me, that's just an incredible charity. And I was extremely happy to be supporting that, taking part in this project. Another thing that's happened because of this project is that I ended up in a community filled with authors and publishers. And so I've had the opportunity to watch some of those other publishers and the works they're creating, and come across the opportunity to train myself as a publisher. So I've made the decision to go ahead and I channeled my first book title, which is Evolving on Purpose. And the subtitle is Mindful Ancestors, Paving the Way for Future Generations as a Grandma I am quite passionate about changing the way people think and behave in the world, or showing people that they, you know, they can change their reality. They can change from suffering to thriving. I know this. I've been through this suffering over my lifetime, many times in different forms. And I also know that when I tap into my intuition and to who I really am and back into my creativity, I'm the happiest I've ever been. So I just want to get this knowledge out into the world in the form of books. I've wanted to write for years, so it's no surprise to me really that I've landed here, because I desired it. So now I desire to co-create with authors that feel the same and have the same mission in this lifetime. Authors who are business women, who are spiritual and heart-centered, care about the planet, care about future generations, and want to make a difference. And during the process of writing in one of these books, you naturally elevate your visibility and how people see you as an expert. So I've watched many of the authors transform their businesses and reach the audience that they need to reach. And for me, I've been in the healing world for several years myself. As you know, I trained as a Reiki master and crystal healing therapy, other holistic therapies, mindfulness. I've trained in all sorts of healing. And I know that there are many healers out there who could build a business, but they feel that they have to give everything for free. And then they struggle to survive in their lives because they can't put food on the table and have to go out and work jobs that they're not happy in, which affects their health. So to me, this opportunity all round is amazing and can help anyone who gets involved in it. So it's really healers and coaches and writers, bloggers who are on the same wavelength as me with this that I would love to work with, and to hold a safe space for you to create your chapter and perhaps further down the line your own books, because I will be doing solo coaching book projects after this first multi-author book. So if you'd like to know more about that, you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I will send you an application form. If you've enjoyed the Intuitive series and the Intuitive Knowing Her Truth book, please do leave a review on the podcast as well. It's always great to receive feedback on the content that I'm putting out there. This is a passion project, so it's something that I'm really enjoying, I'm really loving to do, and it would be great to have some feedback from my listeners. If you know someone that you think would be a good guest on this podcast, let me know, or let them know about the podcast. If you know someone who is a healer or a coach who could write in one of these books, because you know that they're experts in something that the world needs to know about, you could link them to me. And if you know someone with a podcast that I would be a great guest on, that would be helpful too. So for me, the future, the best future for us all, is one of collaboration rather than competition. One where we rise together and help each other to grow rather than step on each other along the way, which has been the old paradigm of the world for too long. Anyway, I won't keep you for too long. I don't want to ramble too much. Series 3 starts on Tuesday with an incredible woman called Kendra McLaughlin, who is a trauma and addiction therapist. And it was a great interview, so I can't wait to share that episode. So I will love you and leave you. Have a great weekend. Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.